Heather McDonald has got the juicy scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Segment Serial Data and Serial Sister. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Whoop, whoop. Heather McDonald. Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. Well, as always, I have a great show for you, a ton of hot topics. You know, a lot happened this weekend. Me personally, I went out last night. Don't mean to brag, here I am with Kathy Hilton and Crystal from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We were at Mr. Chow's with my friend Liz, celebrating Julia Hart's book dinner that Christine Hsu, I believe her last name is pronounced, who is the star of Empire Bling, hosted. That show is back. But later in the show, I have Davina from Selling Sunset, which is also the hottest show on Netflix right now. Anyway, she answers some of our questions about what went down at the reunion, and that's pretty great. So let's get into it. This past weekend, Courtney and Travis, they actually got married at a Santa Barbara courthouse. And the story is they had to do that so that they can go off to Italy and have their third wedding. We had the Vegas one that we were all, you know, up in arms about. They're married. They're not married. It was a joke. Who knows? They were really married. She wore just like a little white, like Forever 21, puckered small dress with this, like, not really like a veil, almost like she took like a pillow cover and like cut it and just like put it over just so she could have like a little veil. I think the vibe was like, I want to show like we're not even trying hard because it's just about getting married. And then Alabama, the luckiest stepdaughter in the world, got to have them on her TikTok. So that girl, she doesn't even need to think about going to school or going to college or whatever, because stepmom Courtney is going to give her the TikTok account to blow all minds. Anyway, apparently everybody's very happy that they're married. And now there's going to be some big wedding in Italy. That's the rumor. Since they were there, they were like probably checking it out. So that'll be a big wedding to look forward to, the third wedding. So everyone's just like, I don't understand that outfit. I don't either, but who cares? They're married. Listen, it's all downhill from here. Once they're officially married, and then it's over with. Like JoJo, that bachelorette, finally she got married to, what was his name? Jordan. Rogers. I felt kind of bitchy because I saw another video of like declaring their love for each other. And I'm like, are you still milking this out? Like, when are you getting married? I didn't realize that, I guess they had to like, you know, it was postponed for like 2 years with COVID. I guess that's true. But still, they've been engaged for 6 years. She was on the show 6 years ago. They also got married. But, you know, I'm just telling you, once you're an old married couple, nobody gives a shit. Okay, speaking of old married couples that are no longer married anymore, Real Housewives of Miami, there's been rumors that Lenny and Lisa Hochstein, who he is the plastic surgeon, she is like total Barbie doll, the tiniest little body. I actually hung out with him one night out in Miami with Jill Zarin, and really, really nice. That was a couple years ago. We watched them on the show. If you watch Real Housewives of Miami, there's definitely tension. She admits that he had an emotional affair years ago. He didn't seem into her, but lots of times husbands aren't into having the cameras around. Well, there was someone caught video of them that he was out with this girl at a place like a Craig's, but in Miami, paparazzi all around. The girl comes right up to him. She's like another tiny little perfect body. And he's clearly like touching her like a girlfriend, not just like, oh, this is my friend's wife or whatever. And that came up this morning, and people are like, wait, he must want these rumors to be true or something. What's he doing going out like that? He is now told, I think Page Six is the one that finally got the article. I'm not sure, but this is all about the truth. Who's talking about this here? But yes, in fact, it is confirmed they are getting divorced. what is really juicy is, like, it's a dream for Bravo, is that they're apparently filming Real Housewives in Miami right now. And there are rumors that this was going down, like their breakup was going down, and it was like, get a camera, let's go. So we're going to be able to see that happen as it happened, which that show is already good, but that makes it better. And not that we want someone to break up, but they didn't seem that great. And she was giving interviews like, well, you know what? You don't give up. And sometimes you feel like that when you're in like a shitty marriage. You're like, you know, I'm so proud I'm sticking it through. Like it's like staying sober or something. It's like, no, life should be more fun than that. And so, no. I'm just saying, like, you know, like, I did it. I want another year. I want another day. No, that's not what staying with the love of your life should be like. There's ups and downs, but she's gorgeous. She's going to be just fine. That's probably another thing a lot of men do when they are not that into being married anymore. They really encourage the wife to go on a reality show. Well, Miami was trying to come back on the air. These women have been campaigning to come back on the air for like 6 or 7 years. Finally, it happened last year. So I think this was like the perfect thing. Like, you've got something to fulfill you and you can go be this reality star. I don't have to do this dumb show anymore. We can both be happy separate, raise our kids. Let me find another you to put some tits on and have a great time. You go find some dude that you're actually into. It's going to be fine, Lisa. Also, it came out on Saturday that Brittany posted on her page as Sam and Brittany, a statement saying that she has in fact, they said, we lost our miracle baby early in the pregnancy. So people were very sad for her. Lots of condolences on her Instagram. A lot of people sent it to me because I did talk a lot about this and my confusion about the way she announced her pregnancy, posted about pregnancy things, non-pregnancy things. I'm taking a big social media break. Next day, I'm back. Before I take this social media break, I'm going to do this fashion show. I'm going to, these photos where I'm showing my stomach was before I was pregnant, before the baby bump. There was a moment where she was in one dress. This is from before I was pregnant, but at the same time, someone showed that same dress in a photo that Sam posted the same day in which they were on vacation. So it's like, her Instagram has been a mystery. It's her only outlet to us. It's our only way to follow her, enjoy her. She's not like writing new music or anything. It's just this Instagram of fashion shows and quirky things and stock photos and confusing messages. And people were very happy that she was pregnant, but I always thought there was a lot of things that just didn't really make sense about it. And you know, the main thing was on Friday, she was photographed by TMZ riding a jet ski, which you're not supposed to do when you're pregnant. So then this came out, I think, about the next day. Now, had she already lost the baby, but just didn't want to have to make that formal announcement? And that's why she was able to go on the jet ski. When did she lose this baby? And people want to be sensitive about it. I do too. I think this is also really triggering to anybody that really has suffered a miscarriage. But hopefully she can get well in every way and have another baby. It's clearly what she wants. I hope she's able to spend some real quality time with her two sons. There was no like Mother's Day post with them or anything. So hopefully she's now can relax and focus on the kids that she has and hang out with them. I don't know what that relationship's like. Maybe the boys never want to be part of her Instagram and maybe she sees them all the time. I don't know. But, it's an interesting thing. And pregnancy gives people a lot of attention. And that's why people are very excited to announce it. And she says, maybe I announced it too early. Maybe she did. Other people were wondering, well, maybe she was never physically carrying her baby. Maybe she went and he got a surrogate. I definitely don't think that was the case. So much goes into hiring a surrogate, as well as creating your embryo and timing and extracting your eggs and having your husband, you know, get his sperm together and then the right time and finding the surrogate and legal papers and attorneys are involved. And it's a very long process. So I definitely don't think that was the case. But here you go with that. And, it, you know, it was sad. But today she posted another reel with a tiny little cereal and milk and stuff. She likes, like, these little things with, like, little. So, I mean, you know, because at one point she's like, I'm going on a big social media break now that I'm pregnant. And then in another time, then the next day she came back and did her fashion show and said, oh, this was before the baby. This before there was a baby bump. This is, I just have to show these outfits. This is a photo dump of me naked on Mother's Day, but I was sick on Mother's Day. So I want to share these naked photos with you. I mean, it was just, it's a lot. So it's probably, you know, not the best time to be focusing on, you know, getting pregnant anyway, but wishing her the best. I really hope that she can get back with her mom and her family and stuff. Cause that part's sad too. It just seems like she's only with Sam and Sam just has to go along with everything. And it's just, I'm worried about her. And, you know, and I think a lot of the fans are feeling the same way, but they don't want to question her because it's like, she's finally free and she's finally, no one wants to take her phone from her. No one wants to tell her how to do her Instagram. But she's not even, like, answering the questions anymore. We're just seeing all, this is her only outlet. And I would like to see her, you know, perform and sing and get back into the studio. And I think that would probably be the best thing for her. So just thinking about her, hope she gets well. Real Housewives of New York, of Beverly Hills. So a lot of people, after watching the premiere, are still talking about, did this crime to Dorit really happened the way it happened, or was it set up? And a lot of people are giving their theories of why. And some of it was, so we see how it happens, and then the next day all the girls come to visit, and that night they all have like a meeting and a dinner at Kyle's house, and Dorit's there, and that's where PK meets Dorit at Kyle's house for the first time, flying from London after these men came in her bedroom and took all of her bags, jewelry, and designer stuff. So the viewers at home thought, my God, why would she have to film the next day? Wouldn't she want to be with her kids? Wouldn't he want to go straight to his kids and not film at Kyle's right away? And I can explain that. Well, one of the things was she said the kids never woke up and they didn't know. How could the kids not wake up? Kids sleep through massive things. We've had earthquakes that are like, oh my God, the whole house is shaking and my kids have slept through it. Kids sleep through a lot. If you're a parent, you know that. And that house is pretty big. So there's a very good chance that they didn't hear. And, oh, wouldn't you have heard glass breaking? No, that house is like 7,000 square feet. I don't know that you would have heard the glass breaking. One of the things was in the surveillance, they break the glass, but then the people didn't go through the glass. But that might have been an edited surveillance from the cops. We don't know. They haven't found the men. No, they haven't. They haven't found a lot of robbers. Have they found one person from a smash and grab? No. When you're covered with a mask on your face and a hoodie and the car was parked down the street, probably because they knew where the surveillance cameras were in the neighborhood. So no one's caught it. Why did they leave the phone for her? Because maybe they didn't want the tracker on the phone. Oh, why didn't they just break the phone? Breaking a phone is pretty hard. And even when it's cracked and stuff, it can still have a tracker. So he took the phone from her so she couldn't use that phone right away. But the guy left it by the door. I am still believing I'm on the right side of history and believing that this crime happened. Oh, he didn't take her wedding ring. Well, I don't know. Maybe she didn't wear it that night. Maybe it was packed away from the trip. Maybe she never took it on the trip. A lot of people don't take their most valuable stuff on the trip. And it's still like, whatever, hidden away. They took everything else. I didn't even know the thing about the wedding ring. But I still believe that. But they, you know, there were all these statements from the Holy Bravo, an account of all the reasons why kids didn't hear a thing. Everything I just said, I went through. So a lot of people are discussing it. But like I said, I think that I would still film. If something like that happened, if I was in Dorit's place and I was on a reality show, I probably would go film the next day because I would want people to really kind of see the state I'm in because I'm sure she's probably like, people might not believe this. And with the Jussie Smollett and the Sherry Papini, people do lie about stuff. And I think it's interesting that Lisa Rinna and Sutton are into it right now because Sutton said she never thanked her for when she invited her to the Elton John event. So she and Sutton are getting into it. And Lisa Rinna is also, by going after Sutton, Sutton came off very insensitive on the first episode about the Dorit robbery. And it made me think, is there going to be moments that we're going to see coming up where she's questioning, like a lot of other Bravo people, did this really happen? It's quite convenient, being that they owe this much in taxes and this much to the government and this much for a gambling debt and all this other stuff. And they obviously got insurance money for it. But I'm like, well, Lisa Rinna, weren't you the one that brought up that Yolanda had Munchausen's and didn't really have Lyme disease? I mean, you did. And then you felt so, you know, that didn't make you look good. But at the same time, looking back at that Lyme disease, it was a little strange. Didn't she say that like two of her three kids had Lyme disease? Well, those kids seem to be doing fine. That was a whole other thing. Like, well, people in Southern California, like where they live, don't really get Lyme disease. And, you know, it's like a back east thing. But then I'd hear from, no, Lyme disease, autoimmune, like all this medical stuff. So I never said it, Yolanda, okay? I never said you didn't have Lyme disease, but Lisa Rinna did. And she regrets it. So now she's like, ooh, you know, I'm sticking by Erica Jane. She's going to, you know, come out on this. I believe Dorit. And she's pissed at Sutton. So they start going off on it with each other. And she starts to go after Sutton about the fact that the only reason Sutton is wealthy is because she married very well and then divorced very well. And Lisa Rinna wrote, oh yeah, that's right. Sutton worked her ass off to have the money she has. I guess it takes a gold digger to know one. She's rich, honey. She's a rich because of her. Oh, I should read it like Lisa Rinna.
Oh yeah.
Because her ex-husband, and hey, more power to her. However you get your cash, just own it, baby. And then Sutton says, now, Lisa, you know that I've known my ex since we were kids. Don't be doing this. Lisa, so if he stopped paying your monthly, then what? You'd be in the same spot as Erica. Don't be starting something you can't win. Oof, you're so angry. And then she continues, also, I thought Sutton, that you're just too busy in her life to see this tabloid sort of stuff happening. Wow. She sure said this, didn't she? That didn't really make sense. Hold on. Also, I thought, oh, she was saying like, because Sutton was like, I'm too busy to follow all this stuff. I've got so much going on with my store. And Lisa Rinna was like, oh, yeah, because Sutton's so busy, she just can't, you know, read the tabloids. Ooh, ooh. So they are going after each other. And then meanwhile, someone posted something about there's this new girl that's on the show that we haven't seen. They were, I guess, filming or hanging out at Lisa Rinna's house. And this new girl, Cherie, was bit by a rat that lived at Lisa Rinna's house. And Lisa Rinna has a pretty good sense of humor. And she posted a photo of a rat on a subway in New York. And she said, oh, look, the rat that allegedly bit Cherie isn't in New York now. Pretty funny. Rats. What was the other thing with NeNe Leakes? NeNe Leakes had a party. And Kim Zolciak's daughter was in the bathroom or something and filmed a roach like hanging out at the party. And she was like, look, you know, and oh, NeNe didn't like that. So, I mean, all these storylines, it just all just like, oh, it all comes together. Whether there's rats or roaches living in your place, or you didn't pay your assistant, or, you know, you didn't say thank you. There's just so much going on. I love it. Okay, let me get you up to date on the Johnny Depp trial. So we took that week hiatus, and now Amber is on the stand. And so much to get into here. Check my notes. Well, first of all, the girl that the wife of his good friend and business partner, she was unable to, they dismissed her from the trial, and she was going to really be a character witness for Johnny Depp. She has now given a long interview to, I believe it was Page Six, and she said that she called her a sociopathic show pony, is what she calls Amber Heard, in her opinion. And she said she would say, do you guys fight? Do you guys fight? And the woman's like, my husband and I? I mean, a little, not really. And she felt like, to Amber, that was, it was like passionate that they fought so much. She said she moved all her friends into his places, which is interesting because on today's testimony, she's talking about all these different penthouses and how this friend lived over there at, from Johnny's invitation. Like, Johnny's just letting people live in these, like, penthouses and apartments that he owned. She said that at their wedding that her dad said, look, honey, all of this is yours now at his island because they got married on his island. She said in the beginning she was very much like a Stepford wife. She was always making cookies and taking off his boots. And then that changed. I said, ooh, that's kind of interesting because we always hear about the love bombing that men do, you know. Oh, my God, waiting outside of your work with flowers and, you know, texting you all the time. And then the, by month three or the minute you get married, they change. Well, women do that, too. I mean, it's classic. They, you know, they act like they've never seen a penis before until they've seen yours. They're just dying to give you a blowjob every 5 seconds. And then you marry them and they're like, that's it. Well, tricked you. Okay. So it works with girls, too. So, So now she's on the stand and she has told really horrific stories of the physical abuse that she suffered from him. Now, you know, this is going to be the hard part because it's pretty, I watched it and it's very believable what she's saying, but I know a lot of other things that she has said has been proven to not line up. And she did, at the beginning, in this this dueling defamation defecation case, she did deny the defecation. She went on to I was trying to get my friend on the phone, on the speakerphone, for him to hear, like, this is not what happened. I did not do this. So she is doubling down on not defecating. So it wasn't that much about defecation today. But so she, in what we're seeing is she's on the stand and she's talking about these fights and how he's angry and verbally abusive to her and yelling at the friends. And he's very, very jealous. And she found this thing on his computer that said, it was a file that said, no fun for JD, Johnny Depp. She clicked on it. It was all these photos of her on the red carpet, like he didn't enjoy her becoming a star. He said, I'm going to ruin your career. There was one moment where they watched a movie she was in, and there was actually a body double doing her sex scene, but he thought that she had really done it, and then they got physical then. He tried to, like, strangle her on the Orient Express on their honeymoon. There were all these different occasions, but she actually has some photos, and the jurors were shown the now infamous photo of Amber Heard with what appears to be bruises on her face taken at a Los Angeles courtroom the day she filed for the temporary restraining order in May of 2016. And so people have said these photos look like it could be like a Botox bruise or something. To me, it looks like just a really big pimple. It looks like a bug bite. It does kind of look like a bug bite, you know? And I mean, there's been times I've gotten Botox and I've gotten a bruise and I'm like, you know, this could look either very suspicious, like, it could look like my husband beat me, or it could look like I have Botox. What do I want the world to know? That I got Botox? I mean, I don't know. But, I mean, you see them. Like, whenever I see a woman at my country club with, like, a bruise right here, I never think, wow, she's with an abuser. I think that she got Botox. I don't know, though. I mean, the way she's telling the stories, I think it's going to be really hard for a juror to believe that this never happened. And then she says, then they asked her about the article that she wrote, which is this, all that this is about. And she said, the article was about me. I never said his name. He just assumed it was him. But this was about me. I wanted to share my story. And so her attorneys are like, can a woman have the freedom to the First Amendment right? Can a woman tell her story? Or is she not allowed to tell the story? Of course, their side is, yeah, but your story made everyone believe that he was a wife beater and he lost all these opportunities and his career is gone. She's like, well, my career is gone too because he came after me and is basically calling me a liar. I got Aquaman for $1 million. They put me in Aquaman 2 for $2 million. Then they cut my part down to 10 minutes. And the only thing I have coming up is an independent film that I'm getting paid $65,000 for. So she's like, this has ruined my career too. And the reasons I didn't come forward before, and even in this one fight where the police were there, I didn't want to press charges or anything. And I said, no, I don't want to talk to them. The friends are there. I assume these friends she's talking about are going to take the stand soon. But she's like, I wanted to protect him. I didn't want him to be arrested. I didn't want people to know this about him. So it's pretty compelling. But there's a lot of things that she didn't say. I saw this one guy on TikTok. He's a detective that would really study liars and body language and get people to confess. And he has been watching her. And one of the things he said that I thought was really interesting is when she's describing the physical abuse. Now, we hear the tape where she says, I didn't punch you, Johnny. I was hitting you. Oh, you're a big baby. You're going to tell the world that you're a victim of domestic violence. Okay, boo boo. And she's taunting him. Okay. But what's interesting is when she describes what happened to her, it's basically that, she said, I think he might have said that she had pulled his hair too. So she goes, and he's just grabbing me. He's grabbing me and he's pulling my hair and he's pulling my hair like that and pulling. And what this guy said is, if you're remembering when your hair was pulled, wouldn't you be like, and then wouldn't you like throw your head back? Like, and then he pulled my hair like the way you'd remember the incident happening. You wouldn't be you activating it. So is she like remembering what she did to him and then describing the story? And then in today's testimony, she's like, and then after he hit me, he's like, oh, and she's like, and he was taunting me. And I'm like, well, we kind of heard you taunt him on the tape. Like, so all of this stuff is going to come into play. I mean, I think everybody agrees they were like the worst couple ever. But, the whole point is that he's doing this not for the money. He probably doesn't expect to get money, but he just wants people to believe, hear his side of the story. And then they have to be careful that they don't want to like victim blame, but they have to not victim blame her, but they have to do enough holes in her story, like about the makeup and stuff. She said, I think he broke my nose. So then his attorneys throw up photos of her the night that she said the day before she's like, I don't know if it's broken per se, but I had to wear all this makeup to cover the bruises. Well, she has a perfect nose. Okay. And I remember I got like, I have a little bump on my nose and I got it. Dr. Kasabian, like he was able to put little filler in it and it looked really good. But it's like, it is swollen. Your nose is bigger and sometimes you do get bruising and stuff. And it would be hard to go to an event the next night and be able to cover that up. That's just from an injectable. Like, you break a nose. I mean, I know with people who have nose jobs and stuff, it's like your dark circles. I mean, look at me when I hit my head. Like, I don't know. I don't think that you could go to the Met the next day with a little bit of a concealer thing. I mean, I don't care how good of a makeup artist you are. So they're kind of being like, did you really have these things? And she took all these photos and like different light to show it. And, so he's just sitting there and he won't ever look her in the eye. And I guess that was one thing. The last time they ever saw each other, he said, you'll never see my eyes again. So throughout the entire trial, he never looks her in the eye, That's like her lifelong punishment, is that she never gets to see his eyes again, which is really bizarre. And his attorney brought that up. And I'm like, I don't think I would have brought that up. I think that makes you sound kind of strange. Oh, before I forget, going back to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So Dorit, I guess, on Watch What Happens Live said that she never heard from Lisa Vanderpump. Lisa Vanderpump said, absolutely, I did reach out. I texted. And then PK wrote on Instagram, he said, I have brought in London's best team to help me locate the text that LVP apparently sent. We'll keep you all informed of their progress. And then it's, what are these? It's like Holmes, Sherlock Holmes and, you know, the two actors that play them. So Sherlock Holmes, yeah. So that was kind of funny. But she's saying that she did send a text after the robbery. But he's like going after her. So, okay. Kanye West, his girlfriend, the Kim Kardashian lookalike, she got a Yee tattoo, very small, to compete with, I guess, Pete Davidson's 3 or 4 or 7 Kim Kardashian tattoos. So it's getting serious. She has to wear, you know, biker tiny booty shorts and a black leather jacket on a very hot day while he gets to enjoy himself wearing a tank top. But, you know, she has to wear whatever he tells him to wear. And Kim had said on the show that Kanye was like always dressed her, that she had such a hard time dressing herself after. And then she came up with this beautiful, I thought it looked really good. It was like a chocolate leather dress with, of course, the gloves. She loves these gloves. And he posted a photo of Marge Simpson wearing a similar outfit in a, you know, in an episode of The Simpsons, and was like, you look like Marge Simpson, your career is over. And she told that on the Hulu show. And everyone's like, Kanye's mean. I think her dressing is improved a lot since she's no longer having him be the stylist. Now this girl, Cheyenne, she can wear the you know, the ski jackets and the leather jackets in Calabasas in 104 degree weather. Have fun. Caitlin broke her finger and she was telling a little story about it. And then I noticed that someone said in the comments, why aren't you in the new series from the Kardashians on Hulu? I would love to see you on the series. And Caitlin wrote back, wasn't asked. Wasn't asked. Okay, wasn't asked. Vanderpump, they announced that Vanderpump Rules is coming back. And interestingly, they announced that on the day that Stassi got married. Stassi finally had her Italian wedding, which she was planning pre-COVID. That got moved a couple times. Then, of course, she had her daughter. And I think Katie went and
Taylor Strecker.
But from the show, just Katie went. Katie and Tom went.
Yeah.
And I don't know who else went from the show, actually. I feel like only Katie did, because I know Lala wasn't there, but she was doing her tour. And then Sheena went to Hannah Berner's wedding. And so I think it might have just been Katie. Meanwhile, Reality Blurb is saying that it is, Jax Taylor did confirm that he and Brittany are moving to Florida, and says he might sell some crap from Vanderpump Rules and sparks rumors of a new project. I think this is a great idea for them. I think they need to list that house right now with, you know, Josh Flagg and get it on the market. It's a great house. I was there for Ocean's birthday party and, you know, move. I've said it. Open your own restaurant bar situation with, I would not sell any Vanderpump memorabilia. I'd bring it with you to Florida, and I would have some type of cool restaurant where this stuff is hung up. Obviously make the restaurant delicious that people will love it and continue to go, because they're, soon people are going to stop caring about it, about Vanderpump stuff. But at least if it's in kind of like a beachy or cool part of Florida where there's like, you know, people would go vacation there, they probably will stop by your restaurant and you can... that's what I think they should do. Anyway, if this, I guess this is true and they're moving on. I think it sealed the deal when they announced the season and they know there's no coming back. They're not ever going to ask Jax and Brittany back. But did they announce it the day of Stassi's wedding as like, maybe, I don't know, maybe Stassi doesn't want, maybe that was mutually decided. Maybe that was a snarky move. Maybe Stassi is coming back to the show in some capacity. I don't know. So last night was the, I'm going to go this way. Last night was the, what are they called?
BBMAs.
What does that even stand for? BBMAs. Billboard. Billboard Music Awards. Oh, okay.
We're so dumb.
I was at Mr. Chow's at my dinner party with the girls. So, you know, and I will, that'll all be in Patreon. Trust me. So there's some major juice there. Okay. Stormy was the hit on the carpet. She was so cute. But yeah, they went as a family, Kylie and Travis. They all went, and I don't know if they won anything. But of course, the thirstiest of thirst was there, Machine Gun Kelly. I mean, obviously, he has a lot of hit songs, so he should be there. He had a $30,000 diamond manicure on, and she wore a black dress with some flowers coming out of it, and she looked really hot and beautiful. She had some fake bangs on. He had to dye his tongue again. I guess he only does that for the red carpet. You imagine, like, every morning you have to, like, dip your tongue in something. So that's fun for them. But then she had this, like, then she posts this text exchange between she and her stylist of her in this, like, after party outfit, which is, like, this sparkly blue bodysuit. And she says, was this blue outfit expensive? Because we just cut a hole in the crotch so we could have sex. And the stylist goes, I hate you, ha, 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 faces, I'll fix it. I mean, and then you have to post that so that I talk about it on Juicy Scoop. And I don't know, like, you're so thirsty because Courtney and Travis Barker got married yesterday and you're at this award show and no one gives a shit. I didn't even know what this stood for. And so now you have to let the world know that you, like, cut a hole in your jumpsuit so that you could just... Ugh, so sick of them. I'm just so, I can't wait for them. Just go get married so we can stop having to talk about your gross love.
Ew.
Anyway, everyone, you're going to see me at the Krug Winery in Napa, June 17th. I am coming there. This is the only show I have on the books right now until the fall. So you really should come see me. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. We have two shows, 5:30 and 8:30. The fabulous Justin Martindale will be there. It's going to be outside. It's going to be just like a boozy, sunny, just lovely, fun time. And of course, we'll have lots of juicy shit to talk about. So you go to heathermcdonald.net for that. Also, I'll be dropping a special Patreon soon about my crazy evening and my weekend. So you don't want to miss that. And that's just click on Patreon at heathermcdonald.net. Change your life. And now for my interview with the star of Selling Sunset. Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. I am with the star of Selling Sunset, Davina Potratz. She's returning. You came on, like, I don't know, about a year or two ago.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot of questions.
Ooh.
I mean, this has been amazing now. This was the fifth season. Was this the fifth season?
Fifth season, yeah.
And your life obviously has changed a lot. It was really a great season. I've talked a lot about it. You know, so let's just get right into it.
Yeah,
how do you feel now? Have you guys started to film it anymore? Or do you know what the status is going forward? Because I saw at the reunion that there's the OC Selling, what do they call it?
Selling OC, yeah.
Which I think looks like it'll be fun.
I did too.
But will that affect you guys coming back at all, do you think?
I don't think so, because I'm super excited for them. I'm friends with a few of them, and I think we film at opposite times.
Oh, okay.
So that way it works perfectly. Either one show's airing, and then the other one's filming, and then we flip that. So.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, good. So now, I'm just going to get right into the questions. Okay, does anyone have contact with Christine anymore? Or do you?
I don't have any contact with her anymore. And I think Chelsea does, but I'm not 100% sure.
And are you guys currently, like, does anyone actually go in that office? Because a lot of people ask me of that. And as
does anyone work out of the office?
But, yeah. And I don't know if you remember, but when that I was a realtor too. And even back when I was a realtor, when I... A lot of the high, usually the realtors that did the best really didn't really go to their office. They either had their home office or they're going all around. You don't spend that much time in there. But of course, it helps with, you know, getting the stories together and everything. Yes. So when people say, do you think they even really go there? I mean, what is the answer?
It's a mixed bag, basically. Yeah. Sometimes we do go there and we all go at different times. It's also... it's a little small, as you know, so there's not much privacy. So if you have a client that's coming over there, you know, everyone knows exactly what's happening. So sometimes you want to give the client a little more privacy. Also, there's a lot of fans outside every day. So that becomes, you know, a little overwhelming because you're actually trying to work and people are just like, I see you, come out.
So Jill Zarin, who's a Real Housewives of New York, she said, you know, they blacked out the... And she's so, like, do you think that was always like that? I go, no, I don't think it was always like that.
No, it was not. Yeah, and we did that for filming, actually, so they have more total control over the light.
Oh, okay.
And then now we used to take it off, but now Jason just leaves it because he's like, so many fans. So they have to really, you know, go in there, like, to see anyone, but they do see us sometimes. And then they won't stop. They'll just knock, and they're like, please come out. You know, I traveled from wherever. And you're like, oh, and you feel bad, and you go outside. And they're super sweet, but you can't do this all day, right? So it's not like a photo op. So we're like, okay, this is a little too much.
And none of those people are ready to buy an all-cash house for $10 million
Not really. So we're not there as much, I think. And it's evolved to that place.
Right. Speaking of that, I thought that was very interesting at the reunion about the controversy about the $5,000 being offered to the client of Emma's, supposedly from Christine. And what Chelsea said was like, she goes, well, sometimes people lower their commission to get the listing or get the client. Which that is very common, and that I totally remember. Mm-hmm. Is that a possible explanation to what happened?
I honestly have no idea, and I don't know if Chelsea knows, maybe, but I doubt it. I think, you know, that's really between Christine and her client and Emma, and Emma's client and Jason, and I don't know exactly what happened there. Maybe that's what happened. I would hope that she has some sort of explanation, but... I haven't heard.
Still, still that's sort of shady if you know someone's working with someone else, but that makes a little more sense than like, and maybe being like, look, I'll cut off a half of a percent, which will save you $5,000. Like, I wonder if it was that.
I mean, to be fair, sometimes you don't know that a client is working with somebody else.
Right.
Right. So that is something that could have happened. Like, they're already talking to someone, or they might have even signed something with somebody that you don't even know. Mm. So you're not. You don't think you're soliciting anyone, you know, so you don't realize that they already have a signed listing agreement or working with another agent, but who knows what really happened there.
And do you think Christine had COVID and that's why she didn't come to the
reunion? It seems unlikely, but I don't know. It seems unlikely because she was, I think, filming 2 days after. Maybe she got better. I have no idea. I mean, honestly.
I think it reminds me a lot. Do you watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Once in a while, but not much.
Well, there was this big controversy called Puppygate.
Okay.
Where this woman, Lisa Vanderpump, has this dog rescue shelter thing. And she gave a dog to this other housewife.
Okay.
And it has a chip in the dog.
Oh.
And if the dog doesn't work out, you're supposed to always go, that's okay because these dogs are like rescues. Bring it back to the shelter.
Oh.
The dog was brought back to a shelter where they put dogs to sleep. And that shelter then found the chip and was like, oh, this is a Vanderpump dog. Anyway, that story got out and it was a big storyline and everybody thought that Lisa Vanderpump gave the story to the tabloids to make the woman look badly. Mm. And the woman was like, no, I gave the dog to another friend and that friend must have brought it to the kill shelter.
Oh, wow. It's all over the
place. Anyway, in the end, Lisa Vanderpump did not go to the reunion because they all thought that she gave the story. And it just kind of reminds me of one of those situations very similar to kind of this situation where it's like, I don't know how to defend myself in this. And I'm going to say it didn't happen, which is what she said in her confessionals. But, like, I don't want to be put on the hot seat about it. I'd rather just not go.
See, that's how I struggle to make a definitive comment or even feel a certain way for sure, because I don't actually know what happened.
Right.
So I'm totally confused and baffled as well. And I all these thoughts go through my mind. Like, you know, maybe she did have COVID. I don't know. Like, maybe something did go sideways with this client. That is an explanation. Like, I'm willing to give benefit of the doubt if you have an explanation, but she just obviously doesn't. She's just like,
I think she's got her book coming out. I think she's got other things going on.
Yeah.
And so I think she's done with the show.
She's exhausted. Yeah.
No, I don't think I think she's like, I'm good if I never come back.
Yeah.
And I think by not doing the reunion, I don't think she'll be able to come back.
I saw an article where she was saying she thinks it might be Battle of the Brokerages. So I was like, oh, so you do want to come back. So I was confused.
She's starting her own brokerage?
No, she doesn't have a broker's license, which is the irony of this. But I have no idea. I mean, maybe she's working with somebody. I don't know, right? Like,
leasing, it will be good, like, drama, whatever, if she comes back.
So, but, like, for me, my only position is that, you know, she spoke so negatively about me for months on end while we filmed season 5 that I'm like, okay, well, I'm done, because I'm not going to be disrespected like this when I didn't do anything to you. And I actually had your back the whole time. And that's the only place where I'm coming from. Like, all this other stuff, I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, that's her stuff. I don't know. I have no idea, but all I can say is how she treated me. That's why I'm not her friend.
Right. And did you go to the Heather Ray wedding?
I did. Yeah, it was amazing. It was absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I had a great seat, and I watched them, and there's so much love between them that you can really see it radiating from them. So we're super happy for them. Yeah, really happy.
And, okay, so then, and at the wedding, Chrishell and Jason were still together, right?
Yeah, they were.
And so, when did you hear that she was romantic with G Flip?
I think I read an article. And
before that you guys taped?
No, after we had taped.
The first time you heard it was... No, so it was the first time you heard it at the reunion?
No,
knew about it before the reunion.
You're talking about taping the reunion. Okay.
Yes, sorry.
So, after we had wrapped filming for season 5, Chrishell had a party in December. I went to the party. It was really fun. And she said it was for her friend G Flip, who moved from Australia. Mm-hmm. So I was literally taking that literal, like, oh, this is your friend. You're trying to introduce her to more people in LA. And I think, I don't know if they were dating at that point or not, but I felt like, okay, cool. Like, this is your new friend. You're trying to introduce her to new people. Right on. You know, she happens to be a rock star. Cool. So I met her. She was very nice, very, very friendly. And that's all I knew. And then I saw a few articles stating something about they might be dating. I was like, this is just fans or, you know, reporters assuming things. And I didn't really take it too seriously because I know how much they twist things. So
yeah,
I didn't give it too much, you know, weight. But
in December, is she and Jason still together or not?
No, I don't know. No, okay. They weren't. No. And so I guess I had, you know, gone out to dinner with Emma and they posted. I was like, oh, yeah, they're just friends. I mean, I don't know, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that's all I heard. And then I heard that she did a music video. I was like, okay, yeah, she was an actress. Like, again, I didn't take too much of it too serious.
Yeah.
And then when she at the reunion confirmed their relationship, I was just like, wow, oh, okay, this is actually real. I was like, wow. But I was more surprised that there were such strong feelings for her and between her and Jason that I was like, I was just taken back. Like, I didn't have an opinion. I was just like, oh, okay.
You were more surprised by Jason's tears and emotions at
the
reunion.
And that they're current, still really current.
Yes.
You know, because, like, yeah, if you have strong feelings for someone, obviously they don't go away right away. But but they were so, so current. And then she said, well, she's in another relationship. And I was like, oh. So I was a little bit just surprised. But I'm so happy for her that she's doing good. And she seemed happy. And she did seem really nervous. And I talked to her off camera. I said, I'm so proud of you. And we're here to support you. And, you know, it's so brave to share this. So,
yeah.
You know, I was just like, wow, I was a viewer in that moment, you know.
And is she still doing real estate?
Yeah, yeah, she's still doing real estate.
Okay.
I don't know what she's currently working on, but yeah, she's definitely still doing real estate.
I mean, it must be kind of it's kind of interesting because it's like you guys are realtors. Mm-hmm. The show takes off. And, you know, you're all beautiful. You're all into the fashion. I'm sure there's other opportunities to come up. And it's like, I don't know. Would I rather host a dating show, maybe about lesbians or something? I'm just saying if she got offered something like that.
Who knows?
You know, or do I want to, you know, try to get, you know, walk in these heels and try to get this listing without cameras following me, like really like doing the real estate work without the fun of it?
I can only speak for myself, and I think as the opportunities come up, you have to decide, you know, what would you rather do, which direction would you rather go? And also, people have passions. Like, my passion is beauty. So, you know, I'm excited about things that have to do with beauty, whatever that might be. Maybe the other girls have other things. I know Mary does a lot of stories and Instagram stuff, too. So, I don't know. I think she's into beauty also, and Vanessa. So, like, everyone has a little bit of something, you know,
right,
that they're interested in. Obviously, Heather is a vegan and,
yeah,
you know, things like that. So, she's working on, like, she has a protein powder and whatnot. So, everyone has little other things happening and,
right,
you know, might evolve into something else. I don't know.
Yeah. But still doing the real estate.
Yeah.
Do you think if there were men featured, mm-hmm, instead of girls, that people wouldn't question the authenticity of the show as much? You know how so many people are like, oh, do they really have licenses? Do they really sell real estate? Do you think that's because you guys are all such pretty girls?
Maybe. But on the other hand, I think it's also how authentic you are as a person, right?
Yeah.
So if it was all guys and they seemed artificial, then people wouldn't buy it either. So I think it just, you know, maybe 50%, but I think it's also how, you know, authentic someone might seem or not. So.
And how do they choose, like, what houses get featured?
That I don't know, because I had 3 deals I was working on. They didn't show any of them. So
okay.
I have honestly no idea. I mean, one of them was a $12 million fixer, and I thought that was cool in Truesdale, but they said, oh, it's a fixer. It doesn't look as nice on camera, so we're not going to show it. I was like, okay, but that's kind of cool, too, like that there are $12
million. Yeah, that's interesting,
yeah,
because
right?
I say, you know, that's kind of one thing about, like, Million Dollar Listing, which is kind of the original show like
yeah.
this. They show it all, and that's kind of, but that's
exactly
that.
Right.
I guess that's that kind of show where, like, you see Josh
More
Flagg
real
being
estate.
Yeah, being Josh Flagg being like, oh my God, this is a disaster, but who cares? Let's knock it down. And I kind of like seeing different houses and different
right.
and how they, like, you know, the potential. But I do think aesthetically it does work, you know, with selling Sunset, that everything is modern
Amazing.
And beautiful
yeah.
and I mean, like, the amount of, like, girls sitting at home that this must make them want to move to L.A.,
oh,
buy a pair of heels.
Of course.
And, like, I could show a house. I can show you where the bathroom is.
Totally.
Do you just, like, what do you say for those young girls that think that it's going to be all cupcakes, heels.
Yeah, and designer clothes.
And yeah, yeah, and $7 million listings that mm-hmm. you have an all cash offer for.
Well, for them, I have my real estate courses that are coming out this Friday.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. How to be a real estate agent and what the different career paths are, because there are quite a few different ways that you could go about this. It's not as simple as it looks, as you know, and it's actually really tough to be an agent. So, I think people, like, I know when I started, I didn't know what the different options were and how to go about it. How do you learn? Getting a license is just the first step, right?
So, right.
So I explore all that in my course. And so I'm very excited about that. But I reference that to them. But I also say, hey, you know, it's a long-term goal. And you have to be fully committed. And there's going to be lots of ups and downs. It's a roller coaster ride, and many things don't work out, and it could be very demotivating. And so you have to be super passionate and self-motivated to continue, because things fall apart, you know, and then other times things close for $200,000 commission. So it's a constant, like, up and down, and then you feel really energized and excited and you want to keep going, but it's you have to be totally committed. And so it's also a financial situation. Like, if you need money consistently and you can't have these, like, highs and lows, then that's something you have to think about, you know. So
right. Yeah, but I think that's good. I mean, I think that's good. I think people really need to realize what it's really about.
And I think it's important to learn from someone that as successfully, so you can understand how they use their time, how they use their resources, how they source new clients, what they do in problem situations, because that's really...
I definitely think for someone, especially if they're young, mm-hmm. the perfect thing to do would be
to be an assistant
for someone really successful, because you really will get the training.
Exactly.
And as well as getting a salary too.
Exactly.
And do you think that the market's slowing down at all?
A little bit. I had a client who was interested in a unit at Empire West in West Hollywood, and we had been looking. We were in backup and multiples on a few different units, so it's been a race to try to find a unit for her. And something that was at $2,850 now is $2,750. So like, oh, how, that's weird. It went down. Like, I hadn't seen that in a while. So they texted me this morning, hey, you want to contact her again? I was like, oh, okay. So is the market softening up? So I think it's a little bit, just a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, because the rates went up. And I think now some people are like, you know what? Let's just wait a minute.
Exactly.
Like, we're not as panicked and like,
overpaying,
you know,
for everything.
Yeah. What has been like the biggest change in your life? And the show's been on for like 3 years. Now, do you get recognized a lot? Like, what's the best part of it, and what's the worst part of your fame?
Yes, we get recognized a lot. I, you know, go to Erewhon, people recognize me. I prefer when they come up to me and they say they know who I am, or they like the show, or whatever it is, they want a picture, no problem. What gets creepy is if they're videotaping you and they don't say anything, and then you find it, you know, as a story, or you find it like, okay, I'll give you a perfect example. My mom had sent me an Easter package. My parents live in Germany, right? And so I wasn't home when they tried to deliver, so I got a little, you know, slip, whatever. So I went to the post office to pick it up. And it came from a doctor's appointment. I go there, do my thing. You know, she didn't have any reaction to me, the clerk. So I was like, great, this is great. We're just getting my thing, getting some stamps. And someone had been recording me the whole time, which I had no idea. And that ended up on TikTok. And now there's like, I don't know, 50,000 likes or
and
whatever.
And what's the vibe of TikTok?
It's literally me picking up the package from the post office and getting stamps, and then there was an issue with the card machine, but it worked out, but like it wasn't connecting, or the chip malfunctioned or something. And they were just videotaping that. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, thank you so much, have a great day, whatever. Like, it's super creepy, right? So I'm like, I didn't see anybody next to me, so it must have been the clerk who put her phone there, who immediately identified me and put the phone there and just videotaped the whole interaction, which is really not that interesting.
Also, that's pretty bad if someone from the post office, like, that's a government worker doing that.
I don't know if that was her, but
right.
I don't know who it was, right? So I didn't see anybody next to me. So I'm like, okay, maybe it was, like, a random, you know, customer who just put their phone. I have no idea. And I actually saw a second version of that from a different angle. So
jeez.
I was like, wow, is it really that interesting to watch me buy stamps? Like, it's weird. So I was looking at the comments, and I was like, you know, most of them were like saying nice things, but then a few were like, why is this interesting? And I'm like, I agree. Like, why would you even want to see this? You know what I mean? It's so weird. I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, can you read my credit card number? Like, I had a friend look into that. It's just so weird. So I don't know.
No, that's why it's like, there's times when I'm with my son or whatever, and I'm like, no, yeah. Now listen, I've always said, now, if there's a video of me somewhere not, I do return the carts to their spot, okay?
Yeah.
But one of the main reasons is I'd be so scared if someone didn't, like, saw me, like, not do it, and then they put that video out there, and, like, all of a sudden, like, you're canceled, you didn't return a cart.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. So it's, like, it's not, I mean, it's not just, like, screaming like a crazy Karen.
It's
it could
crazy.
Be something... It could be, what if it's like,
it's so
you
crazy.
Didn't even realize that like a plastic bag you were holding, whatever, flew out and now it's rolling and they're like, Heather McDonald is, you know,
littering.
Doesn't care about the environment. Like, it's just like, no, it is weird. Yeah. Now, they did like your glow up and they said, mm-hmm. Did you hire a stylist?
I did not hire a stylist, no. But I have a place where I pull clothes from that I choose, and they have really amazing clothes, like 90s, vintage, Chanel, and whatnot, you know.
Because for all these events, like the tea mm-hmm. party, the this, the that, I mean, how much time is the actual filming that then you have to put in all these events,
yeah.
as well as actually, like, being
planning
a realtor.
Outfits,
yeah.
or doing
and planning
your, yeah.
outfits, yeah.
When we film, it definitely kind of consumes our lives during that time. It's, you know, you don't film every single day, but if you know, like, hey, Thursday you have a tea party, oops, and Friday you have a dinner or something, then you know you got to plan outfits for that, right? So maybe Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday you're working real estate, but also like, hey, do we have an outfit? And you got to go try it on and make sure it fits and everything. Do the spray tan, get the nails and the hair planned, all that jazz.
And prior to, like, the show, were any realtors, female realtors in LA, dressing that teeny tiny skimpy?
I love that you asked that question, because that's why I dressed really professional in the earlier seasons, and people thought I was a grandma and I was boring, and I was like, I'm dressing like a professional realtor would, you know, that is focusing on the job and not necessarily what they look like. They're just trying to, you know,
yes,
wear professional clothes. So that's where Maya and I are kind of coming from. And I think, you know, it's not about any of the girls. It's also the producers, what they focus on,
right,
and they focused on the fashion and they highlight the fashion. So we're like, okay, you guys clearly are into the fashion and that is a big part of the show. So then we changed, like, I knew how to dress outside of work, of course, but I considered this my job. So I wasn't wearing like clothes that, like, I was going clubbing.
Right.
So when I saw that that was the direction of the show and more of the focus on the format, I was like, okay, yeah, I can change that too, you know, but do I wear that at work? No. I mean, someone's wife might be offended if you walk in the shortest skirt with your boobs out. Like, it's just too much. Right?
Yeah, like, you could lose a deal because,
exactly.
I mean, I loved it. It would be like, you know, a hot summer day and Chelsea's wearing a sequence mini dress with a sequence blazer in the day. I'm like, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
And then Maya's back in Miami.
She is back in Miami, yeah.
Do you think she'll come back and do the show at all?
I think she might do a little bit of cameos, like show up here and there. I can't imagine that she would keep flying. I think it's been exhausting for her.
Do they pay you well now to be on the show?
Yes, they do.
Good, because I know they probably did in the beginning. And so do you think, and then they'll probably have a couple new people pop in, don't you think?
Probably, yeah. I don't know if Christine's coming back. It seems unlikely.
Do you think there's people that are trying to join the brokerage just to get on the show, though?
Absolutely, of course, all the time. You know, we get DMs. I think Jason gets emails. We all get emails. You know anyone? You know, is there any way we could work in there? People are really excited, and they have this fantasy of whatever they think. And, yeah, I think people definitely want to just get in there for the show.
And then when, like, Brett gave Chriselle the listing, like, I think that's really, again, real estate, non-real estate people, it's very confusing because they're like, wait a minute, you know, they're just giving away listings. I mean, and that, like, never, ever happens,
yeah,
that a broker
exactly
would ever want to, like, share their listing with
why,
someone.
Why?
So they could hold one open house the day before it has multiple offers.
Like, exactly.
So was that a real thing? Did he really...
As far as I know, I think he did. Yeah, but I mean, he made her, of course, do everything. But it's his client, so that's what baffles me too. I'm like,
yeah,
wow, okay, you know. So I don't know what how they divided up the commission, but yeah,
right,
it was real. So,
yeah, yeah, that was. I was kind of like, oh, and the other thing is, someone said, I saw this post the other day, and this was another thing that I don't like. There isn't enough diversity. How could a real estate office, you know, isn't this some violation? And I'm like, another thing people don't get is, no, you don't make any money.
Yeah,
it's
we're not
a hired thing.
Yeah.
It's just, if you want to, like, if you want to hang your license here, you either, you know, and then for some people you can rent your desk or pay 1%, whatever,
a
if you're
fee,
such a high,
yeah,
high producer. But most people, they want to get as many people as possible, almost like a gym. Get as many people in there as possible, and then hopefully
whoever closes deals, they get a piece,
yeah,
of it. Yeah,
yeah. But for you to actually have your desk where no one sits at, you know, usually only the top producers have their desk that
completely
nobody else sits at, or they have a little section that's like their team.
Exactly.
And I just don't think people understand that.
No, I don't think they do at,
yeah,
all. Yeah, it's just, and that's why it's like someone being someone's boss is kind of like not really that serious, because it's like we're independent contractors.
Right.
And I think we talk about that on the show too. So it's like, you know, Mary being a boss or, you know,
yeah,
whatever, it's like, okay, you know, that's fine. But they're not really telling you minute by minute what to do because you're an independent contractor. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a little different.
Well, I'm glad that you're able to shed some light on the real deal here. Tell everybody where they can follow you and check out your courses and all that.
So Davina Potratz, DavinaPotratz is my Instagram, and my courses will be on there this Friday. Super excited for them to come out.
I think that's great.
Thank you.
Thank you.